From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Today I'm here to announce the indictment of Enron's former chief executive officer, Jeffrey Skilling. The Skilling indictment demonstrates in no uncertain terms that no executive is too prominent or too powerful, and that no scheme to defraud is too complex or too fancy to avoid the long arm of the law.
Jeff Skilling has nothing to hide. He did not steal. He did not lie. He did not take anyone's money. You know, I guess they need a scapegoat, and I guess Jeff Skilling is their scapegoat.
I think most of the Iraqi people won the election this year. And this delay of this election, I think, will be not good sign for the progress of Iraq.
Elections cannot be held before end of June. The June 30th date for handover of sovereignty must be respected. We need to find a mechanism to create the caretaker government and then help prepare the elections sometime later in the future.
We have an obligation as the sovereign power to do our best to ensure that an appropriate democratic structure is put in place here while we are here so that we can deliver to the Iraqis what they want, which is a democratic, unified, stable country at peace with itself.
The motto of the state of Wisconsin is forward. And I want to thank the state of Wisconsin for moving this cause and this campaign forward here in this great state. I thank you so much.
The voters of Wisconsin sent a clear message. The message was this: objects in your mirror may be closer than they appear.
I am no longer actively pursuing the presidency. We will, however, continue to build a new organization to continue the effort to transform the Democratic Party and to change our country.